Finally, as to whether I would step down as council president and not serve on this budget commission because I was in support of a supplemental bill, the simple answer is no. The fact is, I supported the supplemental bill not because I like the idea of charging people more taxes. I think anybody that knows me knows that I place most responsibility for this situation on the state because of its very badly designed and poorly implemented education funding scheme, which continues to deprive this city of money it's entitled to by its formula, and is the principal reason our school department is in the deficit position it's in. They create the problem and then criticize us for not solving it. They have a formula that says we should be getting millions more, then they don't give us the millions more and criticize us for not dealing with it. I'm offended by them when they do those things. So I would serve on the Budget Commission not because I want to add more taxes. I would serve on the Budget Commission to do the things the Budget Commission is charged to do under state law, and it will take us to the same thing School Committee and Roberts was discussing at the last school committee meeting. We will have to reach out to retirees and say, you need to do more in paying for your health benefits. You need to participate and have less benefit and more cost out of your pocket because it's killing the city. It's going to say we need to find every opportunity to cut overtime. It's going to say we need to cut staffing. It may include cutting hours at the library. It may include cutting our support for our senior center. I would say it's going to include cutting our servicing for our roads, but God knows we don't do servicing on our roads. It's going to do all of those things and more, and it is going to be painful. It's not just going to be raising taxes. My final remark is, I think everybody on this council and everybody listening needs to go to the City of East Providence website and look through the documentations that are there. The documents that are there, there's a variety of them dealing with what the Budget Commission has done in East Providence. You'll see that it's closed two out of their four libraries. You'll see that it's phasing out their homestead exemption over 15 years. You'll see a whole bunch of things. Something you won't see unless you look very closely, though, something I found fascinating was when they finally finished amending the fiscal year 2012 budget for the City of East Providence, for the school department in East Providence, the Budget Commission approved an increase in the city appropriation by $1.6 million. So they don't always take away things. They analyze things differently than we do, and they make logical recommendations and make decisions that they believe is in the long-term best interest of the city. I regret that it would come to this, but if I'm asked to be a part of a budget commission, I will do it, as I said, in accordance with the dictates of the law and in the best interest of the city of Woonsocket. And I would also promise every member of this council that no decision would be made without a complete consultation with each of you as to whether what your thoughts are on the matter, and I would express those thoughts and those intentions and desires to the commission as a group on your behalf. It would be foolish of me to think that I have all the ideas that are right and that you don't and should not have input in this, and so I can handle that kind of communication and bring it to a budget commission. And finally, to those of you who are so desperate for a receiver, when a budget commission is appointed, one of their principal jobs is to evaluate whether or not a city is fiscally viable and can make the necessary changes under the authorities of the budget commission. And if they cannot, their job at the outset will be to make that determination and decide whether they're going to recommend to the Auditor General and the Director of the Department of Revenue that we go to a receiver. And the minute the budget commission, by majority of its members, says we need to go to a receiver, the Budget Commission is dissolved and a receiver is appointed. So we are, or will be, if a Budget Commission is appointed, one step closer to being under receivership. So I'm going to vote in favor of this. I wish I never were having to sit here and do it, but I will.